Morning. Welcome to the Getting the Deal Done podcast series. I'm John Martinka, and my special guest today is Nick Anderson with One Accord. Nick is the new CEO for this well-established company, and we're going to talk about what they're doing, what they're planning on doing, and all of that good stuff. So, welcome, Nick.
Thanks, John. It's good to be here.
So why don't we just start out a little bit about you and your background that led you to coming to One Accord and being the CEO and partner?
Happy to. So I came out of a 25-year career in banking, started with a local bank called CFirst here in Seattle. 25 years, I did a lot of things for a lot of banks. I joke with some of my colleagues that the logo on the business card would change, but the address didn't, right? Mergers, acquisitions happen a lot. 25 years in, and it was time for me to move on, and that was a couple of years ago. So I announced my retirement from the industry, and actually took about 3 months off, and all I did was ski and then play golf and ski here locally. I'd have to get on an airplane to play golf because it was wintertime. It was February. And then I started a consulting firm where I thought it would be just a lifestyle business. I thought I would consult some clients here and there, and my real passion was around or is around leadership development. So I wrote a book and I created a six-module course that is really intended for the kind of the novice or up-and-coming leader. There's an age demographic that the Prepare to Lead course is focused on. It's individuals between the ages of 19 and 25. So I did that work, and I started some leadership development training with small businesses, and I was helping out a friend of mine who is a business strategy consultant. Did some project work, some CFO advisory work, and all of a sudden, I found myself amongst a group of professionals and thought, well, we ought to get organized and help one another. And so 8th Avenue Advisors became a legitimate consulting firm. And as 8th Avenue began to grow, I reached out to my friend Jeff Rogers and asked him for his advice and counsel. Jeff had founded One Accord more than 20 years ago. So we started spending time and sharing story about our vision, or at least I was talking about my vision. He was talking about what he had done with One Accord over the past. And that long story made very short, in November, I joined the team at One Accord, started hanging out in the office, and became CEO. And in January, merged my firm, 8th Avenue Advisors, into One Accord, and so became an owner and partner and CEO of the company just at the beginning of this year.
Okay. So how many people are there at One Accord now?
Well, that's a great question. We've got 12 or 27 today. April 1, we just kicked off an onboarding session with 15 new recruits. So we brought some folks through a recruiting day about 10 days ago, with the intention that we would run through a 12-week onboarding program this quarter, second quarter, to bring some folks in. So I imagine at the end of second quarter, we'll have 20 solid. And if we look back over the history of the company, there's been the high water mark. One Accord had 80 principals active in 19 states across the country. Jeff brought operations back to the Pacific Northwest. While we were still serving companies nationally, it was all out of the office here in Kirkland, Washington. But it's my intention that we'll grow back to a national presence.
Okay. So are these people you're bringing on just brand new to advisory work and biz dev, eat what you kill, or are they seasoned at it and are looking for a little more structure than being on their own?
Yeah, it's a good mix. and I haven't done the math on this, but I'd say probably 65-35, two-thirds of whom are already consultants that have been providing fractional CFO or COO services to small and medium-sized businesses that want to join with OneAccord. And then maybe a third are just entering into this kind of this season of their life. They're, I'll say, my vintage and have had a couple decade long career, and find themselves drawn into consulting. So we've got a great mix of folks who've been there and done that for a while and folks who are aspiring to do that. And if I think about, Jeff is, nearly 20 years my senior, and he started the company so about when he was my age. And so there's two real demographics. There's folks that are in that kind of early to mid 60s age range, and then, late 30s to mid 40s age range. We have a great mix.
So what do your these all these people, you got 12 now, you're going to have 20 or more and growing. What do they do for your clients?
So there's three core competencies. There's three things that OneAccord really has always done over the last two decades. There's some things that we've done that we won't do anymore, but these three things are core to what we do. And the first is strategic planning. And for us, strategic planning really begins with a thorough examination of where a company is at. And just for context, we are generally working with companies that have a meaningful employee headcount, and revenues ideally above $10 million. So this kind of thorough deep dive into a company actually includes a financial review, an operations review, employee surveys, interviews with leadership, sometimes interviews with customers, vendors, past customers. We're really trying to understand and uncover things about the company that owners and executives may have, lack visibility in, to provide a really clear picture and then an outside perspective of where there are opportunities for the owner to take their company. We take these findings and lay out what we might call a wireframe or an outline of a strategic plan. And that's the beginning, but it certainly isn't the end. So strategic planning for us is a process, not an act. We would typically engage in a strategic planning, in an engagement which would last a year. So we'd begin with that deep dive, but we're really about the execution to follow. But you can't necessarily execute on a strategic plan if you don't really know what's underneath. So that's number one. Number two would be business coaching. So if there are particular areas where the owner or the business could use some support, we can provide coaching, guidance, advisory service alongside the owner. But the thing that we do, I think, that differentiates us is we bring all of this together. We have our strategic planning or our coaching, and we offer the embedded resource, that fractional operator, whether it's someone stepping in as president or chief operations officer or head of sales inside of a company to do the thing that's necessary to take the company to the next level. And all of this kind of feeds into our value proposition, our brand promise, which I can get into, but those are the things that these principals will do. So they will do the strategic planning facilitation, they'll do the business coaching, or they will show up and operate inside of the company alongside the owner.
And tell me, you got all your people and they do this. They obviously have different skills. So is it one person going in, or does someone hire OneAccord and get a team of people?
Yeah, it's always a team. The exception might be the strategic planning facilitator, maybe just one person leading an executive team through a day of strategic planning. But when we're in an engagement with a client, we will provide the resource, the operator, the person, and a client success manager, someone who's there to ensure that we are delivering on our promise, that everyone's showing up accountable to the scope of work, the statement of work, the deliverables. And this client success manager is going to operate, they're going to approach that engagement using our operating system, which in its very most basic description just keeps everybody on task. You know, the real thing here is we're focused on execution, we're focused on results. And so this kind of team approach where we've got someone in working in the business and the client success manager there to ensure that we're also working on the business helps us achieve those results and those outcomes.
Okay. So as people look to join you, Nick, what motivates them to join you, if they, especially if they're an experienced advisor? Is it having the operating system to work with? Is it they can't generate business on their own? What's the motivator for these folks?
You know, it's going to be different for every individual, and it's going to be a combination of all of them on different levels. You know, we've got folks that are exceptionally talented that have a long track record of success that would just say to you, I'm not going to go work for anyone. I'm not going to work W-2. I just want to be a consultant. And while they're in working with their client, their attention is focused on their client, and it's not focused on getting the next deal. They're focused on delivering value. And so when we're in a network, we may have these 20 principals, operators, and let's just say that 15 of them are on engagement and five are not yet. Those five are developing business. And when there's an opportunity that doesn't fit their particular skill set, it can be a referral into the network and vice versa, or somebody may be on an engagement and receive a phone call. Hey, Nick, I've got this opportunity. I'm sorry, I don't have capacity. Let me refer it back into the network. So we leverage one another's strengths, we leverage one another's capacity and ability so that one accord can serve clients. Whereas if it was just me, and I'd say when it was just me, if I was full with clients, I'd have to say no. Or if something came in that was outside my skill set or capability, I should say no. Some consultants don't. They'll take on, you know, any work they can. Sometimes they'll say yes to work even when they're full. But we provide the team to support. You know, sometimes it just comes down to not wanting to be alone, not wanting to, you know, go out and do business development on their own. We offer there's a long list of value adds to our principals. You know, we have business insurance, D&O insurance, errors and omissions. We've got a back office that handles the billing and the payments and, you know, some of the administrative stuff. We've got a marketing team that supports our principals. We are developing and continue to develop the operating systems and tools, and you know, we can provide technology at a different level than a single shingle operator. And you know, we can do all of these things that then allows the principal to, number one, focus on their client, and number two, not have to pass up an opportunity for an engagement when they can refer it back in.
Okay. Is there an overriding goal or objective for all your clients? I know every client is different, but is there something you would say we do in filling the role?
Yeah, we make companies more valuable for the owners.
Okay.
That's the thing that we do, and we love to do it. You know, if I can tell you a story about a fictitious client, but I feel like I know him well, because he is our ideal client, and his name's Bob, and his name's Bob because Bob is an easy name to remember. But Bob's 67, and 40 years ago, when he was 27, he started making parts in a warehouse and selling them to this little company down the road called Boeing. And then 40 years later, here he is. Bob's got a pretty sophisticated machine shop, and he's doing really well for himself. And it's time for Bob to exit his company. He doesn't have anybody to take over the business. There's no clear succession plan, but he does have a house in Palm Springs that he never gets to go visit. He's got grandkids that he wants to see more of. So he's ready to sell. And Bob's got friends who also started businesses and sold their businesses, and they're all talking about they're getting 5 times EBITDA for the value of their company. And so Bob knows the value of, he knows what EBITDA is and he can do the math. And so Bob thinks that he can sell his company for 10 million bucks. He goes to an investment banker and says, "I'm ready to sell my company, 10 million bucks." And the investment banker says, "Bob, not gonna be able to do that. The best I think we can get it for you today is 6 million in cash, but any buyer is gonna want you to stay on for a couple of years. And so the other 4 million is gonna have to be in an earnout or some kind of a situation like that." Bob says, this doesn't fit. That's not what I thought." So Bob's disappointed. And he says to the investment banker, "Well, can you help me?" And they say, "Well, no, that's not really what we do. Well, who can help me?" And the investment banker says, "You should call One Accord because they help make companies more valuable for their owners." And in that situation, what we find and what we have found and what our client testimonials and our case studies can point to is that if we take this company that Bob created, and if we can pull Bob out of the day-to-day of the company and replace him with a president or somebody that's going to oversee the general leadership of the company, and sometimes a sales manager, often we're replacing the founder owner with two people in operations and a salesperson. We then demonstrate that that company has a higher enterprise value. Often we can get a higher multiple when the company goes to sale. And there are a few other levers that we can pull that improve the financial metrics, but we don't necessarily understand that unless we actually do that deep dive that I talked about. But when you ask, is there something that we do? We make companies more valuable. We do that for guys like Bob so that he can go enjoy his house in Palm Springs and hang out with his grandkids.
Okay. So if you put once you put people in, what are all the different fractional roles you can cover?
There's really only two that we want to, and one of them is that key leadership position. Now you can call us whatever you want, John. You can call us president, CEO, chief operations officer, general manager. Doesn't matter the title, but that kind of top role that replaces the founder owner to say to a strategic buyer, to a financial buyer, to anyone buying the company, this business can run whether or not Bob is here. Like that's important. So that top role. The other one would be chief revenue officer or head of sales. Marketing is a term that I shy away from a bit today because there's an expectation that marketing means digital marketing and social media, but we're more marketing strategy and sales strategy, sales management, managing inside sales, outside sales, et cetera. Maybe it's easier to say the roles that I'm not interested in filling is CFO, CTO, CIO, Chief Human Resources, CHRO. We partner with some really good firms locally and nationally in those particular disciplines. So if we were going to go after any opportunity with a lot of energy, it would be that kind of COO, GM, or president role.
It's quite a change for One Accord to be focusing in on that after all the things they had been doing over the years. Well, how have the existing advisors taken to some of this paring down and change?
Well, they're responding really well. The history of One Accord over 20 years is that the company had done a lot of different things and the messaging had evolved. And my partner, the founder of the company, is, I guess you might call him a serial entrepreneur. He really likes business, and he's involved in a handful of businesses. Going to market with a message, like that was confusing for our principal. It was the market wasn't clear on our value proposition, and that was challenging for some of the principals. So the response is that we've made more clear, more easy to understand what it is that we do, and therefore made their jobs easier. And you know, one of the things that is really important for me to clarify is that in that story of, you know, talking about Bob, he went to an investment bank and that investment bank referred him to us. And when the market was confused about, you know, maybe they didn't know if One Accord would want to represent that company in sale and whatnot, then they wouldn't have sent Bob over to us. But now we're really clear that when an investment bank or you is you're representing a company, if you would like our help, we're going to work alongside you. We're going to work with you and our mutual client to ensure, in this case, that Bob gets the maximum value for his company when he goes to market. And so I think being clear in our messaging and our focus has really helped our principals and our business partners get behind what we're doing. And we've seen that, we've actually seen that show up in the last 3 months with some great opportunities coming our way.
Okay. Any final thoughts you want to share?
Well, it's just really fun to be hanging out with you on a podcast. So 25 years in banking, your name came up a lot as the man. The man to talk to when it was time to sell a company or even buy a company. And then when I was retiring or contemplating retirement, I remember reaching out to Jessica and having lunch and talking about what my future might look like and what opportunities were there. And you've just been held in the highest regard and esteem. So it's cool to be on here with you, John. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And by the way, that was completely unsolicited.
It totally was, but it's just true. It's just true.
So how do people reach you in One Accord?
They reach us, you know, website oneaccord.co, oneaccord.co. Nick Anderson, if you Google me or look me up on social media, Nick Anderson, One Accord, you'll find all of them. You know, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook,
Yeah.
Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. But there's a contact us, there's an email, there's a phone number. And I would just say anybody interested in talking with me about how we can help increase the value of their company, my phone number is 206-280-3439.
And just to recap, increasing value. Preferably companies doing at least 10 million in sales with a meaningful number of employees.
That's right.
That's what where One Accord can add the most value to the client.
You got it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Nick. And
Thanks for having me on.
yeah. And again, this is the Getting the Deal Done podcast series with Nick Anderson of One Accord.